You are welcome to the 5-minute daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu, and our Bible text is Philippians chapter 2 and verse 5. The Bible says, "Let this mind be in you, which was also in Jesus Christ." Did you know, brethren, there are men that comes on our pulpit today, and they will be telling you about the minds of billionaires. They will be telling you about the minds of millionaires. They will make statements like, "I was in a plane and I sat down with this billionaire and I realized the mind of this billionaire." This billionaire that is heading to hell. Did you remember the rich man that was rich but was not rich towards God? He had everything. He said to his soul, "Relax and eat, for you have enough." Yet Jesus said, "Your soul shall be required tonight." The average preacher today, they will make that man as an example for you in the church. That is the man they will present to you as an entrepreneur. That is the man they will be studying in the church. A man that is heading towards eternal destruction. Who told these people that the church needs to know the mind of billionaires? What will the mind of billionaires do for me? Who told you I want to be a millionaire? Who told you I want to be a billionaire? All that matters, he said, your heavenly fathers know that you need all these things. What to eat, what to drink, where to live, he will give it to you. He said, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness." He didn't say, "Go and study a millionaire. Go and study billionaires." Look at this passage. He said, "Let this mind be in you, which was in Christ." The mind that we need is the mind of Christ. It is the mind of Christ. Have you finished teaching us the mind of Christ? That you are teaching me the mind of an ungodly man just because he has money. And all he has is money. So you can see that these men are covetous men. Their heart has been captured by money. And that's what they bring on the pulpit. Is the message of Jesus about money? Why should I be studying a man that has no assurance of eternal life? Why should I? I do not envy any man on the face of the earth. And I say that very boldly. No single man that I envy on the face of the earth. No single man. Because what I have, I cannot trade it for anything that any man has. If Christ is in me, what then can anybody has that will be greater than that? What we need is the mind of Christ. It is not the mind of millionaires. How many billionaires have you seen that have found their way into fellowship with God? What you need is the mind of Jesus. How many billionaires can say to you, "I am the way, the truth, and the life"? And then you will leave Jesus. A man like you, a man that was born in 1960, that you do not know that it was his love for money that drove him to pursue money. You will bring that man on the pulpit and you will be sharing with the people the mind of a millionaire, the mind of a billionaire. You are a wicked preacher if that is what you are doing. God did not call us to do that. What we want to know is the mind of Jesus. Jesus did not say, "When you become a millionaire, they will know you are my disciples." He said, "If you love one another as I've loved you," he said, "then shall men know that you are my disciples." Not when you have the mindset of a millionaire. God is not a debtor. Has God called any man and he will not provide for him? Is there anybody that is following Jesus diligently and God will not supply your needs? When Elijah prophesied that there will not be rain, did God not provide for him? He does not need to have a table filled with sumptuous meal. God brought bread and meat. That's all. And gave him water to drink. Whether the water is bottled water, sachet water, or brook water, it doesn't matter. He had water to drink. God sustained his prophet for 3.5 years. That is all that matters. And the next time, when God dried the brook, God took him to the house of a widow, not the house of a millionaire, not the house of a billionaire. Brethren, be very careful. Guard your heart. Don't let this man fill you with empty philosophy and eye-sounding nonsense. Jesus is the message. And the mind of Christ is the mind that every child of God must pursue. Thank you for listening. You can reach us on this number, +234-818-615-7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.